If you'd like to check out these live streams while they're happening, check out 242 Reads in the show notes. They go live every Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, on with the replay.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Streaming Terror Stream. Wait. Today, I'm joined by Mr. Phoenix Fire for real this time.
Hi, everyone. I'm not an AI voice.
He's actually here this time. Yay! Yeah. No heart attack this time.
No heart attack, no migraines. Yeah. I am good.
Oh, you scared the bejesus out of me that day. Good evening, Sydney, Kim, September Dragon Audio, Dr. Torment, and Shady from Dark Little Voices. Welcome, welcome, guys. Exactly what AI voice would say.
I'm sorry. They slipped me the juice. I guess I've mastered the technique of AI when I read sometimes, but no. I'm human.
Sometimes you need to. I think I've done a couple times where I had to do like a Siri voice, and I'm like, oh God.
I just need to add in, well, no. Because AI voices, they have inflections and breath and all this other jazz. Yeah. So I'm like, what else do you want me to do?
Just one sec.
And I will say, while she is gone, it's good to see everyone in the audience. Cindy, Kimberly, Dr. Torment, September... that dude named Shady, whoever the hell he is. And Kimberly.
Welcome, everyone. Thank you all. Sorry. My husband just had to tell me something.
You're good.
And now I'm actually a little livid. Basically, our insurance did something and didn't tell anyone. It's fantastic.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No. That's shady. Oh,
haha. It is shady.
Oh geez, I know everyone that listens to me while I'm on your channel, it's like a whole different side of me because I'm more serious on my own live streams that I can't do right now, but
for now. No, I'm here. I try to be a little more joking. The live streams, my theory on the live streams is it's supposed to show what I'm really like. You don't get too much of it when I'm reading stories. I'm literally reading for someone else. It's not my personality. It's not how I speak. So I thought that a live stream is a good way of actually seeing the narrator behind it.
Mm.
You know, their actual personality.
Yeah, that's very true. Very, very true. Oh. So, what do you have going on your end, Miss 42?
Recording, and apparently wanting to drive somewhere and really yell at someone.
Ooh. Actually, I was going to ask you, you know, not to be stereotypical or anything, but how is the weather actually up there?
I literally went from pretty good to now we have snow again and it's well into the negatives.
So... here in Kentucky, it's really weird. Normally, we get a few snows, maybe some ice. We've had one, you know, good snow, and that's it. Nothing else. And right now, it's a little cool, but it is warm. It's middle, or it's winter time, and it's warm here. I'm seriously pissed. I love growing up in Kentucky because we had all four seasons. So it's like we get... now, spring, summer, fall, summer. It's just like, oh man, winter's like, nah, I'm gonna pass y'all up. We're good.
Apparently, Sydney's had no snow either. So Canada, especially around the area I live, it goes from fall to winter to maybe fall again to winter to maybe spring, maybe fall, winter. Then you get spring, and then you get second winter.
We'll see. Okay, so my mom's birthday is the first week of April. And you know, that's like springtime. It's like, oh, yeah, it's going to get pretty again. And sometimes, out of nowhere, Mother Nature just spazzes out. And there was one year we were going to go pick up mom, take her to dinner, you know, treat her like a queen. Mm-hmm. And it starts snowing and icing out of nowhere. I was like, so what I did as a good son, I ran up to the grocery store. I bought the cake ingredients and dinner. So we made dinner at home for her, baked her a cake, and made a night of it.
Aww.
That was back when I drank. So don't ask me how the end of the night went.
Apparently, Sydney needs some cotton candy.
Oh, candy corn.
Oh, no. Yeah. Candy corn. No, I read cotton candy. I don't know why I read cotton candy, but I did.
Wait, Dr. Sherman. Kentucky is pretty weird. Cough, blue people. I'm not one of those. I am not a hardcore UK fan. No. I hate the color. Well, I dislike the color blue.
Blue is my favorite color, but it has nothing to do with Kentucky.
And even if it was, my theme song would be Blue Dabba Dee Dabba Die from the 90s.
I'm blue, bubba dee, bubba die, bubba dee, bubba die.
I love blue. I just, and it's not like, okay, so when I was a kid, I liked the color blue, but as I grew up, it's like, oh my God, people here with UK basketball go insane. And I'm like, I hate it. I hate everything about it. Blue, white, basketball, all of it.
We don't have that here at all. Actually, there is no basketball teams left in Canada at all. They're all gone.
What sport is huge where you are? Hockey, okay. I didn't want to assume.
It would be the Flames, which is red. So, in this area. I mean, every part of Canada is different, but it would be the Flames around here. Apparently, September had a tornado at 1 a.m. on Wednesday.
Oh, you know what? It's. I'm not sure. September is close to the East Coast, I think, if I remember correctly. I'm
Michigan?
Not sure. Yeah, that's pretty much it. It's north. We were under a tornado watch as well. I don't know about Cindy because she's like my neighbor, like next state over or something. So anyway, the wind. Oh my God, we were in a tornado watch. You ought to have seen my street when it died down. Whew. There was garbage and kids' toys and bicycles. I'm not joking. Everywhere. It was crazy. You live in Michigan.
Yeah, he does live in Michigan. I was right. I did remember right.
Hi, Tina.
Welcome. I'm guessing she's a subscriber for you.
She is, and she was going to... Well, I advertised I'd be over here because that's all I can do right now. Yeah. And, yeah. So... And two, like, a lot of people that are on my channel, they love you anyway. So, they love when you were on the live the other, was that earlier this week?
It was last week, Sunday.
Sunday? Yeah, that's it. I'm in Michigan. It's being really bipolar right now. Mother Nature likes to do that.
I'm just responding to someone.
Oh, you're good. And I think Kimberly's over here. I'm not sure. I get made fun of though, because I eat candy corn. Some of my people pick on me because they're like, "Okay, chew up your sweet candy wax."
Okay, I do like candy corn, but even I get the idea. Yeah, it's not the greatest candy in the world. I do enjoy it, but...
I love it. That and Twizzlers. It was Mystic. I don't know if you know who that is. It's Mystic WTF. If ever you see her in the comment section, she's a good time. Anyway, she accuses me of eating flavored wax and then Twizzlers. She's like, oh, great. Even more wax.
Apparently, Sydney likes candy corn, though. She said it was good.
I love Twizzlers. Yeah, I'm a sugar fiend, too, Tina. Back when I was younger, sweets weren't for me. I wanted salt, salt, salt. Now I'm getting older. I'm like, give me all the sugar.
I've always been sugar. Like, sugar is everything to me.
Oh. Well, I can't eat too much. Well, yeah, I can. like last night, I'm still working on all the ice cream I bought for my birthday. Because no one bought me anything, so I just bought up a bunch and loaded up the freezer. So every night before I go to bed, I have like two bowls of ice cream.
Oh my god. I thought I was bad.
Oh no, no. It's still winter time. It's okay. But I'll lose that weight later. What is this? Tina, much better. Thank you. Okay, can't pull a little thing. Oh. Oh, yes, Kimberly, I know. I know. I used to work at a gas station, trust me.
Oh, God. Even working at grocery stores. They're, like, right there, too.
I worked at, well, of course, back in my teens, I worked at a grocery store. But anyway, when the pandemic hit, I was a car detailer, so, of course, they shut us down. And I went to go work for Kroger. For those that don't know what that is, it's a grocery store. And I kind of wish I'd just stayed home on lockdown. Those people were crazy.
Yeah.
But my early college days, I worked at a gas station and I got addicted to donuts with the coconut flakes on it. And of course, scratch tickets. I mean, ugh.
Yeah, no, I get that.
So I'm pissed because there was something, I couldn't find my money one day. Anyway. So there was a woman behind me. I was like, you can go ahead of me. I'm sorry, I can't find my money. She gets the same ticket that I was getting ready to buy.
Oh, no.
I look, she wins $1,500. I was livid. And ever since that day, I've not played scratch-offs ever again.
He learned his lesson. Scratch-off betrayed him.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to read a paranormal story. If you would get... Actually, would you grab another paranormal story as well?
So, two in a row?
Yeah, because it's the main vote, so... I don't want... Yeah, it's the one that's winning, so...
Oh, okay. I got you.
And I don't want to get you to do Glitch in the Matrix, as you always say, I'm the queen of Glitch in the Matrix.
You are the...
Okay, all right.
I'm going to mute my mic while you read.
Sounds good. Dark being or entities. Dark beings or entities that can push you into different dimensions. So my friend who is a psychic and really intuitive with intuitive had a run with two girls that she asked to hang out with. It's a long story, but basically these girls were putting a spiritual attack on her. She mentioned talking to them telepathically, being pushed into another dimension, with one of them in her own words. We were here, but everyone at the same time, like an astral projection. Once she figured out they were trying to see through her like she was something out of like something out of block off their telepathy. Came back to our dimension and told them to speak to her here. Her guides are teaching her she's in danger and to protect herself. She started protecting herself and her energies, her space, etc. They don't seem to like that. They've become slightly aggressive towards her, saying strange things like, they don't like that. I don't like that. They can see her being protected and are mad about it. She mentioned being like they are trying to kick her guards and protections out. She mentioned having the feeling of being choked and like drowning sensation, like she was being held down and couldn't move from the same position she was in as the girl next to her told her she was doing it. She also mentioned them talking about vampires and how they like blood. Seeing what her reaction was, which she gave none, having the feeling her curiosity would lead to something bad. She also said when shifting through some dimensions, she saw through one of the girls and looked scary and demonic, not human at all. She could see it in her eyes, in her human form as well. While all this stuff was going down, She said time was non-existent, and she was there for over 3 hours and didn't notice. She mentioned how when the other dimension, she felt like she mentioned that when she was in the other dimension, she felt like she knew one of the girls prior, even before meeting them, and they almost had the same exact tattoo. On her way home in the car, she said she would feel them trying to get into her head, trying to confuse her and make her tired. Like they were trying to take her back to one of the dimensions. She felt like they were going to hurt her physically as not just spiritually. It's a lot more than what I'm saying, and I feel like I'm getting everything explained properly. It's just some crazy sounding-ish. But I'm wondering if anyone may have a similar run-in with these people like this, or have any idea what they can be. Please let me know. I'm trying to give her some clarity on the situation that's shaken her up. And that's the end of the story. Interesting.
That was odd.
Basically, people are trying to attack her, or something's trying to attack her.
Very true. Let's see here. Best way and took the kiddos out for dinner. I'm too full right now for swinging. The Jersey Mike's here knows me. Jersey Mike's?
Is that a restaurant?
I don't know. I think it's a grocery store if I'm not mistaken. I don't know. Anyway, I do have a story pulled up for you.
I think it's a subplace.
A subplex?
A subplace. Like subs.
Like, oh, yeah.
I just looked it up. Sub shop.
Cindy's always on it.
And apparently, Cindy has started reading the book by Michael Kelso. I hope you like it. I hope it's good. Was one of the guests I've had on twice now.
What type of book? What's the synopsis of the book?
I could not tell you.
Oh, I thought it was like murder. Or, you know,
it's a horror book. It is. He's a horror writer as well. He has two or three books that he. No, he's two. He has two books that he's published. So,
I think she got
the older one.
I am doing my best, so I'll go ahead and spill the beans. Later on this year, I'm going to be re-auditioning for Amazon. So I can narrate books. I mean, I love narrating these stories, but I would really love to sit down and narrate like an entire book.
It's difficult.
I know it's difficult. I'm part of the AC. That's their program on Amazon. It's called ACX. Mm-hmm. So I'm already signed up and blah, blah, blah. I've already turned in. Well, I did this last year. I stopped turning in auditions in April, but I think I'm going to start it up again. Yeah. Since my voice is matured, I know what I'm doing and recording and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah, I helped someone else. I helped edit the book for him, like the audio book for him.
Yeah.
It was a lot of work.
To my middle daughter about him. She's a month pregnant. Oh, congratulations, Tina.
Congratulations on the baby. And yeah, it was a story about the park ranger and cryptids. And I remember him telling me about that, about the book, and it was pretty funny. He didn't want to give too much away. But basically, from what he said, the park ranger's pretty sassy and snarky.
Tina, I thank you for that you would follow me in that endeavor. I actually know quite a few authors, one of which we're in talks. He's going to write a book when he can, and he's writing it for me to read. Ooh. And you're welcome. There is no joy like being a grandmother. Trust me, my mom tells me every day.
Obviously, trust me, I know. I'm like,
I'm the eldest son, and me and my mom talk every day, but when it comes to the grandbabies, her biological kids don't exist.
Yeah. I've heard that before.
She wants the babies. Give me all the baby.
Give me the cuteness that I don't have to take care of once I'm done.
That's the attitude that I think all women get that, you know, have raised kids and they're gone and blah, blah, blah. They get to spoil their grandkids, get them hyped up on sugar, and then drop them back off.
It is a rite of passage. Their mothers have done it to them, so they are doing it to their next kids.
Hello, Catabinus. Is that how you say that?
I believe so. Hey, Cat. I'm just going to say Cat.
Okay.
When in doubt, say the first letter that you can read. The first few words that you can read.
I like to try to get their name right. And I do. I'm just... My mom. Anyway.
Cat Timius.
Okay, Cat is fine. Told her she's in trouble. None is gonna
spoil her rotten, yeah. That's what grandparents are there for. They're there to spoil you rotten.
Nona, that's her name. That's unique.
Yeah, Nona is like grandma, Nana.
Oh, see, I started out calling mine Nana, and now that I'm older, it's just Nana. Everyone's like, what the hell is a Nana? All I could say when I first started talking, I was like, Nana.
Probably meant Nana, then. Apparently she said oops spelling. One of my grandmothers is grandma, and my other one is Nana.
My one who's no longer with us, she was Mama. And everyone's like, what is a Mama? And it's people from the north. They're like, that has to be a southern thing. I'm like, I guess so. If you have a Mama, yes. 9 times out of 10, you're from the south. What do you say? Nana, Nana, Grandma. Oh.
Yeah, she meant Nana, not Noma.
My grandmothers were Nanny. Oh. You know what's weird is grandmas always get the cute nicknames, but their husbands are, hey, Grandpa, or hello, Peppa. They don't have any, like, weird names.
Some of them do. Papa. I've heard a few of them. But... I actually really only ever had one grandpa, so it was always grandpa.
Oh, one of my brother's kids, one of my nephews, he calls my grandfather Pop Pops. So Pop Pop. It's the coolest thing.
Oh, apparently she meant Nona. Yep, she did mean Nona.
Nona. That's such a cool name.
As we're just watching the chat, it's like, here, I'll read the chat to you guys. Don't worry, I'm a narrator. It's what I do for a living.
So just to ask, was paranormal the only thing, or was there other options? I think I voted, but I don't remember.
Yeah, well, there's fictional and stalker stories, which are the creepy encounters. Let's not meet.
Hang on, please. Wait a minute. What'd you say? Fictional and what?
Creepy encounters, let's not meet, whichever one.
Let me do this one. I know everyone is a fan of these. I am too. I'm addicted to these stories. They're the rules of horror.
I love
this.
Yes. And Sydney, yes, I'm going to go grab you a glitch. I knew Sydney had faked glitch. I know her too well.
I don't want to read one, but a dorm room. Come on. We're grown.
Are we? You know how old I am. I hide behind an avatar. You, on the other hand, don't.
Yes, I know you behind the scenes.
I'm 5. You're 5. Can you imagine a 5-year-old keeping this routine up?
Everyone knows me behind the scenes, and only the closest people know my real name. I love that.
Yeah, your name is stupidly easy, that's why. You have, like, the most common name ever. Might as well have the name Bob. His name's not Bob.
Please do say yes, everyone wants the queen of the glitch.
Yes, and right. Tina wants rules, so.
Yeah, I know. Tina loves those. It was actually going to come out this week, so... Whenever we get back straightened out, I'm going to have a whole video dedicated to the rules of horror. I'm addicted to these things.
They are good. I need to do that again.
And let me ask this opinion before I read this story. Does anyone else get a TV or like a phone hangover if you sat in front of it for too long? Like you get up and you're just like, oh my God, my eyes hurt. You're stumbling all over the place. Do you get like a TV hangover sometimes?
Not really anymore. But it's probably because I spend so much time in front of the computer screen. I also have blue light filter in my glasses.
I've got the blue light filter glasses, but they're not prescription.
Mine are prescription.
On both of my monitors, however, it's got the blue light protection. And then, of course, my optometrist said, yes, me sitting here in the red light reading off a computer screen is really good for your eyes. You love the road trip and trucker stories, Phoenix. Oh, yeah, it's still up. You're on the computer all day, phone all night. That's my job, too, on the computer. Anyway, let me shut up.
Go ahead, read. I'll pause myself. I'll mute myself.
All right, everyone, for your enjoyment, this is entitled Rules for the Door Game. Let me get some water. Hang on just a second.
I read that on your channel last time.
Well, it's different when I tell it. Okay. This game is here to revive the dead or something you've lost. You will need a bathroom that meets the requirements, a Bible, a stopwatch, 3 candles, and salt. Number 1, it needs to be exactly 3 a.m. If you're early or late, the dealer will get upset. 1B, beware him. Do not let him in. Lock your doors. Number 2, if it's 3 a.m., go into a bathroom. The bathroom must not have a mirror, but must have a bathtub. If it's a shower, it doesn't work. If you forget about the mirror, refer to Rule 12E. Number 3. Anyways, make sure all the doors are locked. If you don't lock, find a different bathroom. Please, I'm begging you. Number 4. Turn off the light and set up the 3 candles in front of the door in a triangle. Number 5. Set the stopwatch to 3 minutes and 33 seconds. Number 6. For the next 3 minutes, bang on the door and whisper, "Give it back." Number 7. You have slightly under the amount of time you set to strike the door and whisper exactly 66 times. If you hit it more than that, refer to Rule 12A. Number 8. Stop the timer as it hits exactly 7 seconds. If not, refer to Rule 12B. Number 9. If you followed all of those steps correctly, whisper this: "I want it back, so I will take it. Here's the word, so you can make it." Number 10. Hit the door 7 times, then slam the Bible into the bathtub. The candles should go out. If not, refer to 12C. Number 11. Place salt all around the bathtub. Remove the Bible and turn on the bathtub. The water should be white. If the water is red, look to Rule 12D. Number 12. You definitely did something wrong. And now, he's coming. The dealer has forsaken you. 12A. You hit the door too many times. Hug that Bible and pray the dealer comes back for you. 12B. The timer ran for too long. The dealer got bored and left. You'll never get what you lost. 12C. If the candles are not out, bang 7 more times, but don't yell anything. The dealer's running a bit late. A person in a white robe will appear. This is the dealer. For talking to him, look to Rule 14. 12D. You have 6 minutes to drown yourself in the bathtub. If you don't, be prepared for the worst. 12E. You're oblivious. Leave the bathroom with the salt and drink a glass of salt water. Pray the dealer forgives you and don't forsake you. Rule 13. If you did everything and the water is blue, good job. The dealer should appear. 14. Do not disrespect the dealer. He's here to give you what you want. 15. Your item will appear in 2 days. 16. Do not complete this ritual again. If you do, you're a dead man. 17. If you lose your item again, you will die within a week of the loss. And lastly, 18. The dealer will judge your request. If he deems it perverted, he'll rip out your heart and physically change it to something he likes. No, I don't want to be friends with that dude.
7 days. Sorry, I couldn't help myself.
Wait a minute. Tina said, I love this one. So confusing.
And it's okay, Kimberly, if you can't chat with everyone. It's all good. I know you're working.
Kimberly, it's cool. You're in the background. You're here. Don't get worked up over nothing.
It's all
we
good.
We know you're in the background.
We know you're lurking. We get it.
Or if you have to go, we understand.
Yes. Work first. Life first. YouTube second. Always.
Tina says, follow rules. We're dead.
Yeah. And also give it back. Give it back.
I'm going to go throw a Bible in my tub right now. Ah, jeez. I don't know why. I'm just addicted to those stories.
No, they're good. That's why. I thought it was funny that you picked out the one I read on your channel.
Oh, did you? Oh, oops.
Yeah, no, that's what I said. I read this one on your channel before you read it.
What I heard.
It's all good. You narrated it. You said, oh, I'll narrate it differently.
Well, you know, I am reusing content.
Yep, exactly. I totally do all my... I actually redo reused content here and there, but I fresh it up and stuff, so... Sometimes you just...
I don't know what... Oh, you said creepy encounters.
Yes, yeah. And I've got a glitch in the Matrix all ready to go.
I love creepy encounters.
Me too.
I just got a short...
Creepy encounters or let's not meet, whichever one you want. Both are interchangeable for me.
Well, you read. Read slow.
This one's a very short one, so you better find one.
Take a potty break. Hang on. Okay. Be right back.
Go ahead. I'll read this. 20-minute ride turned into 4 hours. A little backstory. I commute back and forth for school every day. There are two ways that I can get to and from work, or school. If I take the highway, it'll be about 20 minutes, but if I take the backcountry roads, it will turn into about 35 minutes. I sometimes like to take the country road back just so I can have the windows down and relax after a long day. The country road is a straight shot, no turns that I have to make. I just drive until I hit back on the highway for the last 5 minutes. Yesterday I decided that since my one class got canceled, that I would take the country road back home to feel a nice breeze and have a relaxing time. The country road takes about 20 minutes by itself to go through, 15 if you real speed to go through, but I never usually do. I left around 3 p.m. in the afternoon and had the radio on, was listening to music, had the windows down, and was just having a good time. This is usually a time I get to ponder the day and just get my thoughts in order. I realize that as I'm driving, the sky is getting darker and darker, as if it was turning into nighttime. I distinctly remember looking at the clock in my car when I first left school, and it was just after 3 p.m. But when I looked at the clock now, it says it's nearly 7:30 p.m. I think to myself, this can't be possible. There is no way that it took me 4 hours to travel a distance I have done dozens of times in about 20. I'm home and I'm shook. My gas is not significantly different from when I started. My phone battery is not much different either. I had a soda that I had purchased right before the trip home that was still cold. This is the freakiest thing I have ever experienced in my life. Has this happened to anyone else? Sorry if the structure of this is kind of weird. I'm not the best storyteller, especially in text form. Poor girl. That is weird.
Seems was like, that thing?
It felt like she got almost like warped into the time, like the future almost.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Yeah, like a 20-minute drive turns into 4 hours. Are you kidding me? I would be like, my pop is still cold. My phone is fine. I don't understand how 4 hours pass because my gas isn't low either.
I'm not even going to actually find that weird because I swear to God that's happened to me before. Like, I'll be driving somewhere, like a long drive, like when I went up to go see Interscare. I'm like, okay, I've got like 4 or 5 more hours to go. I look down and I'm like, I know I've been driving for 4 hours. How is it still 4 more hours? Like, it's just, it's weird.
Yeah, so weird.
I'll never do that again.
You learned your lesson, I guess?
Everything in her car got frozen in time.
Question is that mark. What that's saying? That's yeah. What they're asking. I'm not sure if she got frozen. I'm not sure what happened there. It's just weird. So she's since, like, gas wasn't low, her pop wasn't low. So it's not like she spaced out or something, but someone said aliens.
Tina said it's aliens. Aliens. Maybe. Please take me. What did Cindy say?
Always feel I lost always... in the woods just sitting here.
Oh.
Apparently, I'm September had that happen when he was a truck driver. I can get that, though. When you're driving truck or a vehicle all day. Yeah.
My foster father was a truck driver, and I went on one of his runs with him. I never went on one again.
Yeah, I can get that. Ideal.
Long haul driving, it's crazy. It really is. It really is. I think I slept through some of it, but when I woke up, I was like, are we still really not there?
I can't complain because every year we used to drive, I think it was, with all said and done, I think it was 15 to 17 hours.
Oh.
One way, and then we drive back about a week later.
My longest drive I've ever made, because we took the old way, was from Kentucky, where I'm at, down to Key West, Florida. It was a 25-hour drive. Never again. Never again. All right. Well, I've got the creepy encounters, and I think Tina wants Lost in the Woods.
I'll go find that in a sec. I have to trade you. You read, I'm going to go use the washroom. Trade places.
Oh. All right, everyone. Until our queen gets back, I'm going to go ahead and read you a very short creepy encounter story. This one's entitled Overreacting or Creepy Lurker. I live in an astoundingly safe place, and walking along a particular canyon road is very normal for tons of people in the community. Around 12:45 p.m. today, I was walking with my dog on this particular road when a large white truck got really close to me and slowed down as they passed me. They continued their slow roll for about 50 feet until they stopped and turned around. Luckily, I got the creepy vibes and ran up into the woods on the roadside. I gave them the benefit of the doubt and considered that I was overreacting until a lovely woman in a van, thank you so much, whoever you were, that had followed the truck and turned around to ask if I was okay, because that was super suspicious of the truck, and then notified me that they could still see the white van stopped ahead, up on the road where it had first passed me. Luckily, I was able to run to a nearby community building and eventually saw the truck drive away. Was this actually suspicious? Were we both maybe overreacting? I don't know. I'm just glad and hope that there are women like this lady in the van. Ugh, that one gave me the chills for some reason.
Thank you, Tina, for becoming a member. while you were doing that, she became a member. I literally just got back.
I love it. I tell all my peeps on my channel that I have to please subscribe. I would never ask you to subscribe to a channel where you're going to be bored. I'm very picky about my close circle, and 242 is the sister I never knew I had. She's just too far north. She's too far north, damn it.
I'm sorry, I was born here. I didn't have a choice in the matter.
Wait, I thought you were born south and then went to Canada.
No, that's my husband.
Oh, okay. I get it confused all the time.
Wood stories, right? Someone won wood stories?
Tina won it. Lost in the woods.
Lost in the woods. Okay, see if I can find that.
I guess it's more like a middle of nowhere story. Oh, I see. Sorry, I'm slow sometimes. You're not slow, Tina. It's okay.
How about a murder in the woods?
Maybe, yeah.
This is really short, but
all right. I'm pausing.
Okay. The woods murders of Thorndale, Ontario. Thorndale, Ontario is a place no one in here has likely heard of. It lies just north of London, Ontario, and is the home place to approximately one woodchuck, two beavers, and a few deer. Jokes aside, I have lived in this town as a child and grew up country, although London / Arva was already not that far away, and I did go to the high school in that area. Anyways, this little town has woods all around the northern side of it, opposite to London, which at the time was far away south of Thorndale. But these days, it's not that far at all. Maybe a couple miles max. And it was here where we would play as kids in the late 90s / very early 2000s, because rural internet wasn't 16K dial-up internet. Certainly did not exist at that time. Yes, the internet would be very slow back then. One day, while playing out in these woods, we heard a distant but gut-wrenching scream so loud that it hurt our young ears. Somewhere, distantly, someone was in major distress. We only heard that scream before there was a dead silence. We told our parents, but being kids, we lost interest in what had happened. Me and my friend's father went out, being big country men, and when they came back, even us kids knew they seen something horrible. Years later, my father told me that he found a woman with an axe buried so deep in her skull it came out the other side of her head. He did naturally call 911, but the person who committed the act was never found. So to this day, Thorndale still likely has a murderer roaming its couple of streets. The reason I post this here and not in the Let's Not Meet or anything more in Danger subreddit is because this would certainly be a homicide targeted at that woman specifically, and it happened a mile or so into the woods, so far away from anywhere we were. Damn, murder in a small town woods, that's creepy.
No. let's see here. I'm pestering YouTube.
That's all good. I'm just reading everything.
I thought that said hung. Or I thought that said hugs and burn me. Sorry, Dr. Dormant.
Well, I mean, technically, if you hug him, it burns him, so.
Uh-huh, that's true, too. I have a cat laying on my, oh, Cindy, oh my God, my two girls. My older cat likes to now sleep behind my legs, because as I got older, I started sleeping on my side, in which I hated to do. And then my young one, my long-haired one, she has to sleep under my throat, or sleep with her butt right in my face. So rude.
Oh, yeah. So Lulu sleeps at our feet, but I just wanted to say that last night she did the funniest and cutest thing ever. So I was working on my computer. My husband was asleep, and I came over just to pet her. So she rolls over to go onto her back so I can pet her belly, but she didn't realize how far over on the bed she was, and she went to she was going to fall off the bed. I literally caught her midair. I'm like, are you okay, Lulu? I put it back up, and she just gives me the biggest smile, like, thank you, you just saved my butt.
Khaleesi, that's my big cat. And hold on, I have to say, September, bear back, little dragons are being troublemakers. Of course they are. So Khaleesi, she's not overweight, but she's just big enough where she can't, like, wash her stomach. So I'll get, like, a wipe or something and help her, and she stops, like, you did not just violate me with that wipe. How dare you? I love cats. They're so nosy and curious about everything. And then, of course, while I'm standing at the sink and brushing my teeth before I come in here, my youngest cat has to be in the bathroom with me. Because she's like, what are you doing up there?
The cat does that. Our cat does that every once in a while. Actually, we sometimes actually force her into the bathroom because it's a little dry. So she needs the humidity from the if someone's taking a shower to help her little bit. So sometimes when she's like really, we can see a lot of dandruff, we'll take her into like the bathroom and we'll like, she'll just sit there and wait. She'll actually sit on the floor register just to let the hot air. She's just like, so,
I did this. I didn't even realize I did it for a spur of the moment. It's going to be hard to explain, but I think I can get it right. But anyway, directly across the hall from my studio is the bathroom. And then across the hall from the bathroom is the studio and towel closet. So at the bottom, I had thrown like an empty box or something down there. I don't know. I was going to put something in it. But anyhow, I have one of those like oil radiator things you can buy at like Walmart or whatever and plug them in. And I set it in the hallway to help keep the hallway warm because I have a, you know, house that's gas heated and gas is expensive. So anyway, turned it on and that's where the girls lay, but it's not big enough for them both. And I feel bad.
Aww.
They get too cold. They run in here with me because I have my little heater on beneath my feet. And then I can't get them out of here. I can't get them out of there. Like when I'm done for the night, they won't come out. But they'll meow at the door if I close them in here. Let's see. I relate so much to butt in my face.
Who can't relate to that?
Mr. Van Penny has been sleeping. Oh my gosh, that happens all the time. My cats like to do what they're not supposed to do and get on my coffee table. My cats are so rude. Absolutely no sense of personal space.
What's that?
That's a good thing if your cats are doing that.
Yeah, it means they like you, doesn't it?
September, I'm not a... You know what? I've always been a dog person, but my last... breakup before last. We had gotten two kittens because they were black cats. They were sisters. We didn't want to separate them. I'm sorry, there was three of them. I gave the boy to my mom. But anyway, I was like, okay, I guess I can deal with a cat. Plus, at the time, before my dog passed away, he had a companion, like, while I was working third shift. And now he's not here. Now, Khaleesi's like, where's my bro? So she's stuck with the young kitten. She's like, I hate this bitch. Why did you bring her home?
I want my brother back.
Well, it's Stormy likes to like jump on her back and like bite her and claw her and play with her and stuff. It is the funniest thing in the world. Hey, you. Yes, you. Remember? Oh, Streamlabs.
Yeah, that's technically me. I wrote all those sassiness.
So, I mean, I like cats. They're adorable. The only thing with them that I absolutely hate is litter. Ugh. Mm. Actually, my girls use pine pellets, but still, it's just like, ugh.
Our cat does too, actually.
Yeah, I heard, well, pine pellets, one, is actually good for them because even wild cats, they're outside, you know, they're eating stuff, so it's natural. That gravel litter is, oh my really God, it, really dangerous for their paw pads and their stomach.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really, really, that's what causes cracks and dryness and then, yeah, choking on cat litter. And I like the pine pellets because when they urinate enough, it turns to like sawdust. That's how you know when to dump it. I absolutely love it. Mrs. Dragon is a cat person. We have a cat. She is fat and lazy. I love fat and lazy cats.
I wish my cat was fat and lazy. She got all the beans.
Better than having to get up at 3 in the morning to walk them. You know what? I don't care. I just love dogs. They really are like, they become family. They really do.
Well, you say that. You have to get up and walk them. But I have heard the cat meow at like 2 or 3 in the morning, just walking across, like in the thing because everyone's sleeping. Meow, meow, meow. It's like, what the hell? Did someone, like, you get up and go check her food? Her food's fine. It's just like, you're just bored, aren't you?
Well, I'm a night owl, so that's when my cats decide. Well, my youngest one decides to get the zoomies. Mm-hmm. So anyway, they normally know dad's coming out of the studio. We get our nightly food and fresh water and all that stuff. Well, I change their water like 3 or 4 times a day. But anyway, and they leave me alone. I quit buying them catnip because it makes them crazy.
We don't. Sometimes we like to watch her go crazy.
Dogs, I said this on my other channel, but I'm gonna tell you because it's funny. My dog Sebastian was no bigger than a Jack Russell. I told this on one of my other lives, everyone loved it. Anyway, so I take him out, and I'm just in like, I don't know, sweatpants and a, you know, nightshirt. Wasn't paying attention, I did know it had iced, so for him to go outside, he had to go down like 4 or 5 steps to get to the grass. And he had to go so bad. I'm telling you, this dog had the strength of a bull. He yanked me so hard. True story. I fell down and hit every step and shit myself.
Oh, God. I'm going to die.
I was so angry. He did his business. I had to waddle back inside and get this part. I will never, ever forget that memory. I called my mom, and she laughed at me for like 4 days.
Yep. Our dog has one step. She has to get down before she's out in the yard. Like, when she gets out the door, anyways.
Well, I used to live on a brood mare farm where I could just open the door and be like, go, you're free, it's fenced in, go. But when you live in an apartment, you gotta have him on a leash. Granted, he did. One. He really did not need one. But boy, God, that bruise was on my, it was on my thigh for at least 2 weeks. Golly. That's why I love dogs.
Yeah. I do too.
I have two dogs. I'm not a fan of doing poop duty in the yard. Oh, I'll take that any day. Litter boxes? Ugh. Oof.
I can't say anything. I've always been a bad owner when it comes to cats.
Oh.
With the litter box.
Oh, Sandy, don't say hey. It's such a strong word.
Sydney, dogs will love you. They love you unconditionally.
They're like children. Yeah. They really
are. Small dogs. Small dogs.
Okay. I love them all shapes and sizes. You don't like the litter box either, but it's, you know what, since Sebastian did pass away, and I'm now a cat daddy. On these cold mornings, these are little things where I'm like, well, I don't have to go out there.
Yeah.
Or force him to go to the bathroom when it's like pouring rain. Oh, bless his heart.
Actually, hold on. I'm going to show you guys Lulu today, actually. Hold on. Hold on. I've got the cutest picture of her. This is...
Excuse me.
Let me find it real quick.
I've always thought about... Oh, there's nothing wrong with cats. Yes, Cindy, there's not.
No.
They're actually gentle souls. I just have two girls, and they cop an attitude every once in a while. Actually, I'm going to move to the mountains. Get a cane corso to take with me. What is a cane corso?
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard of that before. Mm-hmm. Cane corso. Duh. I could sit right here and Google it.
You have Google Foo. So, this is... Oh, oh. You're over. Hold on, I'm going to...
Oh, Tina. Oh, wow. Beautiful dog. I want the one in silver.
This was Lulu today. It's in the stream. Or, yeah. Should be on the screen shortly.
Oh, they see it. I don't.
Should, it takes a little bit to get to the stream. She got a little nose on her snoot. It's so adorable. I had watched her literally be digging around in the snow, and I'm like, oh my god. And she came in with that on. I'm like, I need to take a picture of this.
You know what I'm still finding? All of the hiding places Sebastian stashed his bones. I was buying bone after bone. I was like, where do you, what happens to these things? And now I keep finding them. So I'm like, all right. He knows my house better than I do. Mm-hmm. And all the girls' toys are up under the couch. Yay me.
Yep. So my husband had a pug. And this pug was so smart that it would take the cherry tomatoes, before they would ripe. Oh, it was just tomatoes. But it would take the tomatoes, realize they're close to be ripe, take them off the vine, stash them away, and like one or two days later would go and eat them. Bill's mom was like, why the fuck am I not getting any tomatoes? And then they found out, they're like, son of a bitch, you are too smart.
I'm a country boy, so speaking of tomatoes, I've done that before, but I hoard tomatoes so I can secretly like sneak into a closet with my little salt shaker and tomato and just eat everything in front of me. I love homegrown tomatoes.
But you grew them. They're yours. You know where they're going. You just literally couldn't figure out where they were going.
Let me reinstate. One year, I planted two tomato plants. I didn't pay attention to what type of tomato strain it was. They were called Big Boys. These, oh my God, these plants got 9 feet tall, no lie, to the point they were drooped over, and the tomatoes were about, oh my God, the size of my hand, if not bigger. Jesus. And they would not stop.
No, I'm done. No, I don't want more. Stop.
Did it taste good? I started giving them away. I was like, I cannot get rid of these fast enough. And then I had the stupid idea to plant five cucumber plants.
Yep.
Oh my God. Never again. Ugh. I made homemade pickles. I tried everything I could to get rid of these tomatoes and cucumbers. Mm-hmm.
Did you want to read another story?
Yes. What's up on the what's on the roster?
Paranormal or glitch in the Matrix.
Okay. One second. Paranormal. Oh, there we go. And let me find one that's not too long. Oh, that's a creepy picture.
Um, corn I was seeing, they weren't that long, a lot of the ones up top.
What was the point in that story? I'm sorry, I just bumped into a story that's two sentences long. Okay, here's a short one, but it says it's going to make you think. Okay. My father has Alzheimer's, and I think it's possible he's starting to see actual ghosts. My father has Alzheimer's, and it's a type of dementia. My mother and I do our best to take care of him. People with Alzheimer's are known to say crazy stuff. Now, it's just my dad, my mom, and me in our house. My mom left to go to the grocery store and do some shopping, and my dad asked who was the man she was with. At first, I was like, that's just something crazy my dad will say. But then, I thought about it a little more. Is it possible my father is starting to see actual ghosts? My father's Alzheimer's is fairly advanced. If someone has a perspective regarding this, I would appreciate it. Ugh, that just gave me goosebumps.
Alzheimer's does mess with your brain, so it would make sense.
Well, my brother-in-law, his mom currently has dementia, and I think she's moved. They don't do stages. They do something weird. They do like gems, and she's at the amber stage. The other morning, she got up at 7 a.m. because she lives alone. Of course, under the care of my brother-in-law and stuff. But anyway, she cooked an entire breakfast for 8 people, and she sat down at the table, and there was no one there, but she was asking everyone if the breakfast was okay, and if they don't like it, she'll cook for someone else. She's just doing random stuff. Mm-hmm. That hit close to home. Yeah.
I think dementia and Alzheimer's are slightly different, but they are symptom-wise pretty close, I think. I think they're different causes or something. Either way, both are devastating.
Dementia is a little bit easier to deal with because they'll come around faster. Alzheimer's is what really breaks your heart because they cannot remember
anything. And my great-grandfather had Alzheimer's. I don't remember him, but apparently he didn't know his kids, his wife, his grandkids, but he knew me.
And yeah, it's kind of weird. Like,
and I was 2 when he passed away. Like, but it's all about when they made the memory, apparently, that helps, because I had been introduced to him after he had Alzheimer's. He was able to remember me. It's really weird.
So I'm one. Now that you say that, before you start reading, I'll shut up. I promise. It reminds me of the movie The Notebook, like at the very end. You know, that poor woman was like, I don't know these people. And then at the end, I was like, oh.
And he was doing that like once a week or something. He'd read her the story.
Yeah. And then finally, she had a few minutes of clarity. And then for those that haven't seen, I won't spoil the end. But yeah,
it's a great movie, and it will make you cry. Movie.
It will. Well, if you have a soul, it will make you cry.
Yeah. Okay. It will make you cry. If it didn't make you cry, you need to reassess yourself. You're the problem. Go get help. I'm kidding. Though most likely everyone probably needs a little help. We all need help sometimes.
This is very true. All right. I'm going to mute my mic. Yep. It's your turn to read. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay.
Clouds turned off. It was leap day yesterday, and I felt unusually tired all day. I was taking my dog out into the garden in the evening. A bit hurried, and because I needed to read to my children for bedtime and then do something for my work. When I walked up, I looked up at the dusty, dark, but not yet fully dark, and sort of cloudy sky, and noticed towards the south, on the western side, a bright group of spots in the sky. I thought they looked like 4 or 5 clouds that were lighter color than everything else, but they weren't uniformly shaped, not perfect circles or anything. So they didn't look like spotlights to me. I really thought they were just clouds, and as I was looking at them, wondering why they might be, why a few clouds would still be glowing when the rest of the sky was getting dark, and how this group of clouds would be this shade of lightish, bluish, they disappeared. Like somebody switched them off. I took a screenshot of my phone's date and time a minute or so after this just to record the time, and later looked up the time of the sunset. It had been 35 minutes before this incident. I don't know if maybe it could have been the light shining for somewhere in our city, or someone suddenly turned off, as if that was the case. Maybe it was a light from the airport, though that's hard to pinpoint the source of a projective light. It seemed like a difficult angle to achieve from the airport, but I guess it's possible. But after years of living quite close to the airport, I have never seen anything like this before, and I've looked at the sky a lot. The clouds were not moving around like searchlights usually would if they were in a special event. They were all the same area of the sky. And there was like no event in the local area. These light spots were big enough that they only looked at me like clouds, not beams, stars, or anything else. They were not moving. They just disappeared all at once. Could someone in the city have their own searchlights that they happened to switch off just as I looked at them? Seems possible, I guess. Is that even legal? Is in the vicinity of an airport? Not that a law would prevent someone from doing it anyways. I'm open to explanations, but the more I think about it, the more I feel like I just don't know where to find one. I wish I could have had more time to process what I was seeing, but until they disappeared, I thought I was looking at clouds, and so I was looking in the I was looking in a casual way, as I always do. Nobody on Reddit, Nextdoor, or the rest of the internet seems to have seen it except for me. Weird. Very odd.
Oh my gosh, that pie scene. So, Fortitude, have you seen the movie, Requiem for a Dream?
No, I actually haven't.
Oh my god. There's a lot of people that are like, that movie will score you, you'll never watch it twice in a row. I watched it and I was like, I can kind of see, but it's not, I mean, they rank it as like a movie that will absolutely annihilate your emotions, which I watched it and yeah, it bothered me afterwards, but I could watch it again. It's a really good movie.
I know I've heard of it, but I know I never sat down to watch it. I probably would have to be in a specific mood.
It's so good. Yeah, make sure that you're not in the mood for a happy movie.
Okay, it's that kind of movie. Got it. Yeah, it's very rarely that I want to watch a sad movie.
You're not going to be sitting there with like boxes and boxes of tissues. It's just, it jumps back and forth a lot, and then it starts making sense toward the end, and then that's where it gets sad. Let's see here. Had to find that one too. Imitation of Life. I've never heard of that before. Imitation of Life.
Apparently, watch. Sydney says, watch.
Imitation of Life. Oops.
Where'd that voice come from?
Is that the 1959 film, Cindy? I'm all about some old school movies.
Fair.
I think what came up for me came out and says it came out. Okay, that one, cool. All right. It's only.
And I'm yawning. I'm getting old.
Oh, Oh, Dina, I'm sorry.
She just said that. Sorry. I just yawned.
I'm sorry. You won't have any vocal melatonin either for a while.
Well, she can rewatch some of the stuff on your channel.
Oh, no.
I haven't found a movie that makes me feel sad. I just get bored with watching sad movies. Miss Dragon.
Wow, September.
September, you need help. Go get help.
So I'll admit this. When I was a kid, do you remember like all the hype over the movie Armageddon?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, there was so much hype over it. And I was like, okay. So my parents went to Blockbuster and rented it and brought it home. And as a kid, it was my second movie I ever bawled my eyes out to. The first one was Neverending Story. That's my all-time childhood movie with not Atreyu. It's, I forget the horse's name, Deck on it. I cried and I cried and I cried. My dad was like, what's wrong with you? I was like, he died. Oh, God. I love it. If you like old people, watch Masters of the Air on HBO Phoenix. I gotcha. I'm talking too much. I'm on 242 stream.
It's all good. That's why I bring people on. It's actually a lot easier on me. I can only go for an hour by myself. My throat starts really hurting after a while. The Goblin King is one of my faves.
The Goblin King? Is that the one with, what was his name? Or am I thinking of something else? It's the movie about the baby. He kidnaps the baby.
Oh, that's The Labyrinth. That's what
The Labyrinth. Okay.
Yeah, so Tina says The Goblin King is one of her favorites. The Labyrinth, he is the Goblin King in that. And I have rewatched the Labyrinth so many times. It was one of my favorite movies.
David Bowie. Thank you, Tina. Yeah, Tina, I'm old. I get tired at 8 p.m.
It's 6 p.m. I'm getting tired because I'm 2 hours behind y'all.
I'm not tired. Normally, let's see.
She was talking about the Labyrinth.
Sorry, I got my name wrong. Well, we spring forward on March 10th, which I'm not looking forward to. But normally, I start to get tired at about 8 in the morning when the sun's up, and then I go to sleep.
Oh, Kimberly just got a break to eat something. Yay, Kimberly.
Aw.
I don't know when daylight. It's probably the same time as you. I hope we get rid of it.
I hate it.
It needs to go away.
So the states down here, Kentucky included, they have voted to
abolish it.
Convert everything to central time and leave the clocks alone. Mm-hmm. I did the look up history. I don't remember a lot of it, but it started back in the 1940s, I do believe it was. And it helps them conserve energy, blah, 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 blah. But now, because our world is 24/7 nonstop,
it doesn't work.
You might as well just run on one time. We're not saving.
I think it's older than that, and it was to like save on electricity, save on candles and stuff, so you had more daylight. Yeah. It doesn't work in our modern times, so they've actually proven it's actually detrimental to change the clock. Because we also have an internal clock. So it takes about a week to 2 weeks. And the older you get, the longer it takes for you to get used to it.
It is older, I think. Cindy, I didn't want to go too old because my mind is actually telling me like late 1800s, 1930, you know, somewhere in there. And Tina, yes. They keep talking about, they just haven't done it. I like it getting darker earlier, too. I like it to remain as dark as possible. What about kiddos going to bus stops in the dark?
So, at least here, they're talking about keeping it at the jump forward. So, the kiddos would not be going in the dark, either way. So, for us, it would be the forward, the hour ahead. It would just stay there.
Our kids right now, because it gets daylight at about 6:30-ish, the kids now are still kind of in the dark, but it's not like pitch black or anything. But when it gets, we spring ahead, the sun's going to be beaming in the windows at 6 o'clock in the morning. Not looking forward to it. And two, I hate going around my house and adjusting all the clocks.
I'm just reading to see why.
Or are you looking it up?
Mm-hmm. I'm curious.
I just wish I could mind up because I get tired of switching all my clocks, especially my my stove. Or then I'll get into my car and I forget to set it, and I'm like, we get to appointments. They're like, you were supposed to have been here. I'm like, I'm sorry.
I think it's older than you were thinking, actually.
It's what now?
I think it's older than we're thinking. Franklin did not actually propose daylight saving time. 18th century Europe did not even keep precise schedules. However, this changed real... Yeah, right. So time wasn't even what it was until the 1800s due to trains. Trains are why we have time the way we do.
I got it.
Because it wasn't important. If you went to one town and it was, let's say, 8 o'clock in the morning, exactly, and then you went to the next thing, somehow you were able to, like, jump to the next town, it was 8:10 or 8:15, it wasn't a big deal that those two times were so far off. But when the trains became a thing, it was very important that those times be exact. So that's why we have the clocks the way we have them.
And then it turns into continuing for consumer consumption, especially when it gets darker faster and it's cold. Of course, everyone has to switch on their heat, and then vice versa, the AC. It was all about conserving energy, but
so energy, candles, gas, everything.
Oh, you're fine, Dr. Torment.
It's all good.
That's what we do on live or narration. It's normally background.
Mm-hmm. There's not much on the screen to see. It's just a little moving picture.
Aw.
I've heard this voice before, since we're on the rocks. At some point.
I don't know who he is.
You have no clue? Not at all. Hold on, at some point the pop-up will happen. I finally figured out how to make the pop-up happen. I'm so proud of myself. It was a button. There was literally just something simple I had to turn on. I felt like an idiot when I saw it.
Gifting. Oh, gosh.
We won't get you to read the story until it shows up, because you already got interrupted by Tina once. Which, it's a fast sound, anyways.
Horror in the house?
There's horror in the house.
Are you?
Horror in
is
the
that
house.
One for me? Okay. Oh, horror in the house. Okay. Please. I'm slow.
It's good.
Good evening, Horror on the Rocks. Well, for those of you that don't know, Horror on the Rocks has got something pretty cool coming up next weekend.
Is it taking over the world?
Hmm?
Is it taking over the world? There it is. There's the pop-up. The pop-up finally happened for the stream.
Oh, hush, Horror. I'm old. Leave me alone. I've actually had a bad day, and you know why. What is oof? It's just like, oof, Cindy. It's just like it's a sound effect. Like Homer Simpson does his dope.
Yeah.
Oh, horror.
No, it had nothing to do with the Streamlabs. It was some other delay.
Streamlabs? Okay, so for you Windows users, I don't know how it is, but Streamlabs and Mac, oh my gosh.
Oof, they hate each other.
Well, I don't. I tried to use OBS, but it's, I don't know, it's weird.
It's not as streamlined as Streamlabs is.
You're the one that made me download it, remember?
Yeah. OBS or Streamlabs?
Streamlabs.
Yeah, because Streamlabs, it's just better. It's better designed. It is OBS with basically an interface over it. So everything's easier to use. Yeah, it is OBS. It's Streamlabs OBS, but they had to take the OBS other name because OBS went, yeah, no, take that out. We own the rights to that name.
And I guess while I have this break, I can go ahead and rearrange my desk.
Fair.
So whenever I do lives, because I have a webcam, I'm always bumpy or whatever, and everything wobbles. My screen wobbles all the time. So anyway, for my birthday, my brother bought me the wall-mounted monitor holders and the wall-mounted, like, webcam holder.
take care, God, Kimberly. Dear. Have a good one. She just has to go.
Oh.
Her phone's dying. Bye. Have a good one. You can always replay. We'll probably just talk about you still while you're gone.
Streamlabs is a superior program, in my opinion. I like it. Yeah.
Excuse me. I should have muted my mic, not coughed away from it. Well, the problem is, like, so because you're on Discord, Discord doesn't give you all the sounds, but the stream gets all of it.
Yeah. I gotcha.
I remember Raven one time, he was live, and he muted Discord, but not his stream, and, like, had a sneezing fit, and then he realized afterwards, he's like, I didn't mute the stream. I didn't know. Fuck. Sure, we couldn't hear the sneeze. That was really nice of him, but the people in the stream could.
Hey, you know what? It lets everyone know we are human. Since we get blamed for AI.
Yes, it's true.
AIs can't sneeze.
Yet. They've got the breathing in. Sooner or later, they're going to have the sneezing and coughing. Dang it, I still have to work on the live stream.
No matter what they do, they will never cry like a human.
No. No, they won't. No, and even humans sometimes can cry like humans. Alright, I think it's your turn to narrate. Go find a story.
Which one?
I don't know. What do you want to narrate? I think it was you just did paranormal. Do you want to do a Let's Not Meet or Creepy Encounter again?
Yeah, I can do that.
I'll go find a horror rules one. Will you do that?
Yes. Mm-mm. All right. My brother texts me at the weirdest times. Let's see here. What am I doing? Let's not meet.
Let's not meet or creepy encounters, whatever you want.
There we go. I think I've already read one of those, the creepy encounters. Whoa.
Yes.
That is a paragraph. Not reading that. That is a whole book.
Yeah. Sometimes creepy encounters, like, our Let's Not Meets, I have seen Let's Not Meet. I think longest one I've ever seen is a half an hour.
I read one. What did I read? I read something the other day, and it was the entire video.
Yeah. Yeah, I've done that too.
About like a shortish one. Okay, here we go. I've got one.
I will mute myself.
Let me know when y'all are ready.
Go ahead.
Okay. Wait a minute. I'll be seeing you too, Cindy. Oh, I thought Cindy was leaving. Okay. Getting chased by men in the woods. So, one night, me and my friends were playing some hide-and-seek in our hometown. We were probably like 13 at the time. So I went into a small area that is basically like a shortcut from the main road to the side road. I unfortunately went alone, and I didn't even think of what could happen. Remember, we were only 13 at the time, and we didn't bring phones with us. So if something happened to us, nobody would even know. So the game started, and I ran sprinting to the woods area. First 30 seconds was good. Disclaimer. We have a rule that we have to come to the checkpoint where we start, and we have to save ourselves from not getting picked to search. After around one minute, I start hearing footsteps. I say, "Hello? Are you one of my friends?" And something that was there didn't say anything. So I started backing out. Fortunately, the woods area has a main route and two side ones, so I could have ran either way. I start backing out from nowhere. The man just appears from the woods and starts sprinting at me while saying, "I'm gonna catch you," in a creepy and eerie way, like a kidnapper. Fortunately, I trained football. It's soccer where I come from. So I knew I could definitely outrun him or at least make him tired. I sprint all the way through the woods with only light being the moonlight. And after around 2 minutes, he gave up. I continue sprinting and got myself all the way to the checkpoint and told all of my friends what had just happened. Of course, no one believed me, and I didn't care since I knew it was real. To this day, I still don't know who or what had tried to catch me that night, but for sure, I know it wasn't a sports guy. The outcome would have been very, very different. No thanks.
No, I'm good.
She said, "Oh, Lord."
Apparently Sydney got up and her cat stole her spot. Sounds right. Excuse me. All right, I can read the next one if you want. Why am I asking you?
I don't know what you're trying.
I'm the boss here. Right. I'm going to read the next one.
All right, muting the mic. Go ahead.
Rules for your Airbnb. Hi, you must be the supernatural / paranormal investigator. Let me be the first to welcome you to the Blackford Meadows. I'm sure you've heard about the supernatural and spooky things that happen here, all of which are true and not make-believe. So, I'm sure you won't have any trouble finding something to document here. Anyways, let's get to the point. Your Airbnb and home for the next few months. My name is Christy, and I'm the partial owner of the house you'll be staying in. The house number is 19072, and it's located on the 4th of Oak Route. The house is the third-story Victoria-style house. The house is painted a dark blue color. There is a large oak wood tree in the left side of the house and a few black rose bushes in front of the house. In the backyard, there is a large pond surrounded by rocks and cattails. It's rather important that you remember what the house looks like. I wouldn't want you to wander anywhere you aren't supposed to be. I made you a list of rules to follow during your stay. For your safety, these rules are to be followed to the T from the time you step foot into my home until the time you leave. In fact, I've written you multiple lists of rules due to the other residents who live in this house, even rules for myself. I'll leave those rules out for you. For now, though, here are the rules for the house in general. Rules for inside the house. 1. When you enter the house, leave all your shoes at the front door, even the ones you aren't wearing. This house prevents you from leaving tracks in the house, which certain residents will not take kindly to. 2. In the fridge, there are certain types of food labeled with the names of the other residents in the house. It is important that you do not eat the stuff that is labeled. You can eat literally anything else in the fridge other than the stuff labeled. If you value your entrails, your insides, you'll pay very close attention to this rule. 3. At 3 p.m. exactly, the TV in the living room will be turned on and stay on until 5 p.m. when it turns off on its own. Under no circumstances are you allowed to turn that TV off. To you, it might look like no one is there, but we know that it's Mr. Black likes the TV. Leave the TV alone, or Mr. Black will drag you with him to the shadows, a place no one can save you from. 4. In your bedroom, there's a queen-size bed already made. A walk-in closet, a flat-screen TV attached to the wall, a large brown fur rug, 3 paintings of 3 crows on the wall next to the bed, and a bedroom connected to your room. But be sure to check that everything listed above is in your room before getting settled in. If anything is out of place, alert me immediately, and I will come and fix it. Put all your things and things that cannot be quite hidden in the walk-in closet. This ties to rule 7. 5. Whenever you return from wherever you go, shout, "I'm back," or "I've returned." This lets me and the other residents know that it's you that has entered the house. Failing to do so will result in some of the residents attacking you, mistaking you for food. 6. Be inside your room by 12 p.m., as this is a time when the actual owner of the house roams around. It doesn't take kindly to most people, especially humans. It'll be safe for you to leave your room after 6 a.m. 7. If you wake up to the sound of knocking on your door, you have 20 seconds to hide all your devices or whatever else you chose not to keep in the closet and hide them under the bed. The owner will check the room to see if anyone is there. Try to remain quiet while the owner walks around the room. If the owner finds you, just pray for a quick death. 8. Do not, under any circumstance, go into the basement. That is where the owner and their pets live. It might sound like someone familiar is screaming for you to help from the basement, but this could be a family member, a friend, or even me. Those screams are coming from the owner's pets looking for a snack. 9. Do not enter any of our rooms without our permission. It's rude, and if you do, I cannot promise I can get you in time before either you go insane or get killed. 10. If at any point during the day the lights begin to flicker and the walls begin to bleed, run out of the house and do not come back until 8 a.m. the next day. Don't worry about me, the other residents, or your belongings. Everything will be back to normal when you return. Rules for the outside of the house. Always remember that the house is dark blue. My house is the only dark blue house on the street. If you see another dark blue house anywhere along the street, find somewhere else to sleep that night. Neither of those houses are mine. 2. Do not ever go into the pond in the backyard. That is where one of the residents lives, and she will not be happy about someone entering her home. 3. If you are expecting something in the mail or expecting a package, do not open the door to receive the delivery. Let me know, I'll go and get it. Even if it's a simple pizza delivery, let me know and I'll get whatever it is you ordered. I'll give it to you. The mailman around here finds humans to be quite delicious. 4. If the roses on the rose bush are replaced with eyes, close your eyes and continue to make your way into the house. They only do this when they want to add more roses to the bushes. 5. The oak tree in front of the house is very kind as long as you don't harm or disrespect him. So whenever you pass him, be sure to say hi or even compliment him. It'll brighten his day. 6. If you're ever outside and the sun turns red, run to the oak tree and whisper, "The day bleeds on and I seek shelter." The oak tree will understand and wrap its roots around you and protect you. It's better you don't know what happens when the sun turns red. 7. If you see the house falling apart like it's about to collapse, go to the other side of the street and stay there until you see the house rebuild itself. The owner does this to kill any squatters that manage to get into the house. And those are the rules for inside and outside the house. It'll certainly take some time for you to get used to them. And if you have any questions, feel free to ask me. I'm sure you'll like to know more about the other residents and the rules, all of which will given to you in due time. I promise I'll do what I can to make your stay as pleasant and survivable as possible. With that being said, welcome and make yourself at home.
Gosh, you don't ask for much, do you?
No, it's fine.
Oh, boy. Oh, jeez. I love it. Okay, let's see here.
Oh, as the Raven Dream's on. Oh.
Apparently, yeah.
Apparently he's live, too.
Yep.
Delicious humans, yes.
Delicious humans.
Delicious humans. Mailman finds humans very delicious.
Dan said, oh, no thank you.
That was a really good one. I was like, rules for... I went to horror rules specifically. I was like, I have to get the one for the Airbnb. Like, I'm sorry.
I love when I'm reading those type of stories, and sometimes I get on the roll. I'll either say like horror, but I've learned now to pronunciate it horror because
people hear the other one with starts with a W.
They think that I'm calling them a whore, and I'm not.
No, like horror, like ee horror.
I would not believe the grammar Nazis that come after me. On my channel when they're like, "You pronounce it this way," I'm like, "It's pronounced
both ways,
all kinds of ways, depending on where you live."
Yeah, it's all about your dialect. Apparently Sydney's jumping back and forth. That's how I see Sydney. Okay, well, we can also call it here anyways. We're pretty much at the 2-hour mark. I would ask you what you're doing on your channel, but I know the answer to that, which is nothing at the moment.
I will not be, so everyone that knows, you all know what I posted on my channel. I'm not going to talk too much about it, but hopefully it will be resolved soon so I can continue on making vocal melatonin. So I guess all I'm going to do is just sit back and go ahead and pre-record a bunch of stuff. That way, if they give me the green light, you all are going to be just overwhelmed.
Gonna have a video a day for months. Maybe not, but
I might actually upload a couple of horror
narrations
videos. Yeah, to my actual horror channel since I've neglected it.
The poor thing. Which is linked down below. Both of his channels are always linked down below. But luckily for you guys, if you're looking for another channel that does sleep stories, I also do one twice a week. Have a good night, Sydney. Take care. I'll make sure to annoy you, Sistina. So going live on Sunday. So tomorrow is going to be the sleep version of the horror narrations I had that just came out on Thursday. And then Sunday is going to be Glitch in the Matrix. I decided to start off this month with Glitch in the Matrix. So, just one second. How do I do that again? I don't remember. Never mind. So that will come out on Sunday. I'm trying to figure out a time that works well. Not so late, but not so early either. So that will come out on Sunday for you guys. And then next Thursday will be some more horror stories for you guys. So I hope you guys have a very good week. And I will see you next Friday. Dr. Torment is actually my guest. So you'll get to hear him narrate some stuff. Maybe, if I can talk him into it. Not everyone's willing to live narrate, which is fair. Right. I'm perfectly okay with that. You all have a good night, and I'll see you next week. Take care.
Bye, guys.